Well, my friends, just when you think things couldn't get worse in the Washington State Legislature, they have a whole bunch of insanity on their headed our way right now. Joining us now to discuss from Conservative Ladies of America and Conservative Ladies of Washington is Julie Barrett. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me again. It's always a pleasure.
Love having you. Now, as I understand it, hang on, I just want to make sure I got this right. When we were kids, we would subscribe to Columbia House. You know, you had to buy a couple CDs, maybe it was a couple tapes, depending on what generation you were in. And then you get a whole bunch of free ones, right? And we all used different names to get tons of free stuff and never followed through on it. We all scammed Columbia House. It was awful. It was bad. But apparently now, Washington State has taken it to a new level where you can get a 12-month supply of hormones from the state now. Is that what's going on?
That's correct. And this particular bill slipped my radar, and I'm so upset that it did because it's horrible. It's House Bill 1971. This requires insurance company or, you know, if you're on state insurance, so that's going to be paid for by the taxpayers, to give a patient a 12-month supply up front for their hormone therapy. So cross-sex hormones, puberty blockers, because they say that, you know, this is in response to what was from the testimony, and the prime sponsor is, of course, the new administration and them cracking down on these transgender therapies. And so you had Planned Parenthood and Q Law and all the LGBTQ organizations out testifying in support of this bill. But the critical piece of this bill that won't surprise you at all is that this is for patients of any age. So there is no minimum age on this. This is for children.
Let me make sure I got this right. Now, Julie, thank God I have not had a lot of medical problems in my life, but I know that when I had to have a few medical things, you get a prescription that lasts until the pills are gone, which is usually about a month's worth or a week's worth or 2 weeks worth. And usually if it's more than 30 days, you have to go back in and renew it. And if it's more than like 3 or 6 months, then you got to go back to the doctor for a new prescription. They're giving you 12 months upfront of this thing, which we don't know the long-term effects of yet. Is that what I'm hearing?
That's exactly right. And one of the testifiers actually she was saying that this is why she needed it, but she has PCOS and which is polycystic ovarian syndrome, not uncommon for women. She has PCOS and she's on testosterone. And so she needs to have this 12-month supply because she can't go without her testosterone and her PCOS medication. Well, something like that seems pretty complex, don't you think? Like, you would want to be checking in with your doctor every couple months just to make sure that you're not having any adverse side effects from the hormones, right?
Yeah. Like with any medication, by the way, it's not just this.
Right.
Let's give you a 12-month supply of codeine and see what happens.
Well, and what happens with these kids who have this excess of hormones? They have this supply sitting around, and let's say they're living in a host home, because you can do that in Washington. You could go to the host home, so you don't have a parent that's maybe monitoring this, and you think, you know, this process isn't going as fast as I want. Maybe I'll just start doubling up on stuff. I mean, this could go south in so many ways.
Yeah, it really, really could. Speaking of things that go south in many, many ways, tell me about the hate crimes hotline, because as I understand it, we're doing a pilot version of this thing in July, which I'm very excited to get that phone number because I'm going to call on every single Democrat that triggered me in any way, shape, or form. Anything that triggers me, I'm just going to call it every single day. Oh, they support Hamas. We're going to call the hate crimes hotline on them. I'm going to flood this thing. That's going to be my mission. I'm going to give out the number every day on my show. But now, as I understand it, Julie, there's more funding going to the stupidity?
Yeah, so they funded a small amount in 2024 to kick off the pilot group. I'm not sure what they need it for, probably to pay people from out of state who are going to be consultants to the task force. They did like $750,000 in 2024. But now, so this week in Washington legislature, the House and the Senate are both working on budgets. So there's a lot of stuff going on with budgeting. So if people are interested in like the DOGE stuff and finding government waste, this is a great time to go through the bills and look for that. But they've got over $2 million allocated for the implementation of the hate crimes hotline. So as you mentioned, they're going to kick off the pilot program in 3 counties. I think it's King, Clark, and Spokane on July 1st. And then they'll roll out the statewide thing on January 1st, 2027. So I would imagine between now and January 2027, they're going to increase that funding. So we're looking at $2.1 million right now. What's that going to look like next year? Will they put more funding into it? I would imagine they will. It'll be interesting once the pilot kicks off.
You know what else we should do, Julie? This just crossed my mind. If this thing's funded by the government, then it's subject to PDR requests. I think once a month we should just do a PDR request and see who's using it, don't you?
I think that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Now, the reason I think of this is because during COVID, when they had these little snitch lists, I did a PDR for all the people who ratted out my company for operating, you know, because I'm so dangerous delivering bounce houses to people's backyards so they could use them by themselves. And I saw it was people who didn't like me politically. It was people who didn't like me, who I'm not friends with. And it was people who, you know, were my competitors. So that was the mind-blowing thing to me. That's who was on that list. So the whole thing wasn't about COVID. It was about retribution.
Yeah, and you're going to see, I think, with this, people reporting things that they see on social media that they don't like, you know, liberals that would be posting about people like you and I, right, to this hate crime hotline. I think it's going to be just insane.
Yeah, I think you're 100% right. And speaking of insane, in the last few minutes, we have with the Florida woman, Julie Barrett herself from Conservative Ladies of Washington, Conservative Ladies of America. Not that she's insane, but she's here to catch us up on all the insane stuff happening in Olympia. So they're funding more money towards illegal immigrants, more money towards pretty much everything you can imagine other than the taxpayers themselves who are going to be on the hook for all this, right?
That's right. And so something people can do is they can pull up the budget and it's a PDF. So if you put in the, you know, if you push F4 and put in immigrant in the search, you'll find all kinds of funding for that they're doing for immigrants. But last session, they passed a bill to create the Office of Refugee and Immigrant Assistance. And this, of course, is just going to be an office. It wasn't going to be funded because that's how government works, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
They gave it quite a bit of funding last June or July, I think, for the shelter there in Tukwila. And now they're coming back in this session with another $25 million. So they're going to raise your taxes because of the deficit and they can't pay for all their pet projects. But they're going to keep things like this, you know, supplies and supports for illegal immigrants. And another interesting fact is that the abortion funding in Washington state is over $21 million, which is a substantial increase that started back in 2023 after the Dobbs decision. So you've got a lot of wasteful spending, and they're just going to turn around and tax the taxpayers more so that they can keep it going.
Julie Barrett, the Florida woman herself from Conservative Ladies of America, Conservative Ladies of Washington. She is one of my best sources for what's going on in the legislature. She should be yours, too. Julie, give us your website again so people know where to go.
ConservativeLadiesOfAmerica.com, and we are on social media everywhere, Conservative Ladies of Washington. Oh, and our Washington website is ConservativeLadiesOfWa.com.
Julie Barrett, thank you so much for joining us today, as always, and giving us such a detailed look inside the legislature. Thank you for keeping tabs on all of this, trying to keep all of us safe and able to afford our homes. We do appreciate it.
Thanks, Ari.
Always a pleasure. We got a whole lot more to discuss as the show continues. You're listening to The Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI.